بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today I would like to respond to a comment that was posted underneath my previous video about studying in Medina, why I went and how I survived. So this is a brother who is currently studying in the Arabic Institute. He said, I'm also a revert like you and I study in the Ma'had at the university. From the first level to now the fourth, I have always been either the weakest or one of the weakest students in class. I find learning Arabic so difficult that many times I feel like I'm wasting my time and wanting to give up. Also, you know people back home will have such high expectations of you just because you studied at the Jamia, and they start calling you Sheikh or whatever, and the shaitan tricks you into wanting to please and impress them instead of striving to please Allah. Azawajal. He said, from your past videos, you also said that learning Arabic was the hardest thing for you academically speaking, but you survived, alhamdulillah. Could you make some videos that helps out struggling students in this regard? I'm not talking about lessons, but advice and tips. So there is so much to say. I ask that Allah guide me to say that which is beneficial, specifically for the brother, but also anybody who might be watching this video. So number one, first and foremost, the foundation of everything, all that we do, the reason we exist, is Tawheed. Everything goes back to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing worthy of worship except Him. He created us, He sustains us, He's the all-powerful, the all-knowing. So why? Why are we learning Arabic? Why not German or Chinese or Spanish? We want to learn Arabic because the revelation that Allah sent to us was in Arabic. His book, the Quran, is in Arabic. His prophet, the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was an Arab. He spoke Arabic. We pray in Arabic. All the scholars of Islam, they spoke and they speak Arabic. The books of these scholars are in Arabic. So number one, we are learning Arabic because we want to get closer to Allah. Yes, learning Arabic can be difficult, but you know what else is difficult? Being a Muslim and not knowing Arabic. How difficult is it for a Muslim to pray every day, five times a day, and not really understand what they're saying? How difficult is it to limit yourself to the resources that are in English? So definitely, there's no doubt anybody who has chosen the path of learning Arabic, regardless of how difficult it might be for them, that is the right difficulty to undertake. If the thought enters one's head that studying Arabic is a waste of time, this is no doubt from shaitan. What could we do? What could we do better than try to study Arabic in order to understand the book of Allah, to get closer to our Lord? What else could we be doing that's better than that? Think for a second, if somebody gives up studying Arabic, what are they then going to do? Are they going to do something better than study Arabic? No doubt shaitan does not want us to learn Arabic. Now, akhi, if you made it from level 1 to level 4, there's no doubt in my mind that you have benefited tremendously. I used to have to be reminded of this because I used to be very down on myself. And I think the same thing that you're thinking, akhi. I would think, man, I'm struggling with learning Arabic and, you know, there's all these other students who are stronger than me. And one time, a brother that I came with, he was like, Akhi Sajid, you remember when we first came here? We didn't know anything. We couldn't understand anything. So, Akhi, always compare yourself to when you first embraced Islam and you didn't know how to read, you didn't know any Arabic at all, Akhi. And now compare it to now. If you are in the fourth level, there's no doubt you have benefited tremendously. The issue for people like us who embraced Islam and we start from level zero is that we are not the majority at the university, so they can't cater to us. There are people in the Ma'had, they are fluent in Arabic. There are people in the Ma'had, they memorize the Quran. They've been Muslim their whole life. They come from a Muslim country. You can't compare yourself to people like that, akhi. They should be at the top of their class. They should be better than you at Arabic. And that shouldn't discourage you, akhi, because again, it all goes back to Tawheed. You are there for the sake of Allah. You're not there to be at the top of your class, to show everyone how smart you are. Somebody who has lower grades and might be struggling, in the sight of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, they could be better than somebody who has better grades, somebody who's more fluent. The one who's struggling might be in a higher place in Jannah in the hereafter. They might be more successful. I'm not saying that we should think ill of each other and we should try to judge, you know, who's where with Allah. The point is that it all comes down to Tawheed. It's not about the grades that we get necessarily. The question is, are you sincere and are you trying your best and are you remembering Allah? Are you truly worshiping Him by seeking knowledge? Are you getting closer to Him? That's what it's all about. Now, part of our iman as Muslims, our belief, is loving for your brother what you love for yourself. So if you see one of your classmates and they are, mashallah, very knowledgeable and strong and sharp, Allahumma barak, that should make you happy. You should ask that Allah increase them. You should want your brother to be knowledgeable. That's going to benefit you. It's going to benefit the ummah, inshallah. And likewise, if somebody is struggling, if somebody is having a hard time, they're a revert, they don't really know Arabic that well, then your brothers should want good for you and they should want to help you. Anybody who is hating on somebody who has more knowledge than them, and anybody who is hating on somebody who has less knowledge than them, both of them are wrong. That's not what this deen teaches. That's not what it's all about. So if anybody is going to look down on you, akhi, then the problem is with them. So don't be afraid to make mistakes, to be embarrassed. As long as you are trying your best, akhi, that's all that matters. Why? Because it all goes back to tawheed. You're not there to look cool in front of anybody. You're there to learn your religion, and anybody who is truly implementing the deen properly, loving for you what they love for themselves, they're going to respect you for that. They're going to appreciate that, and they're going to want good for you, and they're not going to want to make you feel bad or belittle you. As long as you are truly trying and you're truly applying yourself, Allah only asks us to try our best. And if you're trying your best, akhi, and you're still not understanding certain things, still making mistakes here and there, there's nothing at all to be ashamed of. That's part of learning. Akhi, I can make a whole video just talking about embarrassing things, embarrassing situations because I didn't understand the language or whatever, akhi, but I didn't give up. As long as you don't give up, akhi, you're going to learn. You're going to succeed, inshallah. As difficult as it might be to overcome these hurdles and pass your classes and graduate, I think it's going to be a lot more difficult to give up and then have to deal with that your whole life, knowing that you gave up. You had an opportunity to study in Medina, in the city of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, and you gave up. So try your best, akhi, and trust me, brothers like you and I, who reverted to Islam, we went to Medina not knowing much, akhi, we all struggled. We all had times where we were frustrated. The question isn't, how smart are you? The question isn't, compared to your other classmates, are you at the top or the bottom? The question is, how many times are you going to make a mistake and struggle and get frustrated and not give up and keep trying? The ones who keep trying, those are the ones who learn the language. Those are the ones who graduate. So all you have to do, akhi, is ask if you're trying your best. If you're trying your best, that's all that Allah expects from you. And if you're not trying your best, then start trying your best. Start trying to improve. Now, inshallah, I want to give you some specific points of advice regarding how to improve, hopefully. And I would say that the main thing to do is to get your priorities straight. Make a list of your priorities, okay? Number one, what is the most important thing academically for you to achieve in Medina? Now, my opinion is, number one, your priority should be passing your classes. Now, this is from one revert to another. This is from one brother who struggled in the ma'had to another. You got other brothers, akhi, they, mashallah, they know the language, they memorize Quran, they're out sitting with the ulama at Masjid al-Nabawi, and they're off doing this, and they're reading other books in class and doing all types of stuff. Akhi, people like you and me, and Allah knows best, we have to stick to trying to pass our classes. That is the priority. That's why we're there. That's why we were invited to go and live in Medina and study, and that's why you've been given this scholarship. It's so that you can study at the university. They have a whole curriculum. They got teachers. They got a whole system that's been designed for you to learn your deen. Inshallah, if you make it through to the end, you will have benefited tremendously. That should be the number one priority. One of the things that will help you pass your classes is going to the print shops on campus and getting mudhakkiras that are relevant to whatever classes you have. There are teachers who have written notes and summaries. You have past exams you can look at. You have strong students of knowledge who have written notes about the different classes. Benefit from all those things. It's well known what books you're studying. It's well known the different teachers you have and their styles and what's expected of you. Make sure that passing your classes is your number one priority. Know all of the vocabulary in your books. Go through them, highlight, look up words that you don't understand. Memorize whatever you're going to be tested on from the Quran. This should be your number one priority, because if you don't pass your classes, you're going to fail. If you fail, they're going to send you home. And like I was saying, it might be hard in certain ways living in Medina, but akhi, it's going to be a lot harder being sent back to whatever country, whatever state you're from. Even if you're struggling academically, there's no doubt you are benefiting from just being in the environment you're in. You are around not only Muslims, but students of knowledge, scholars. There are masajid everywhere. just yesterday, Maghrib came in, and I was like, SubhanAllah, if I was living in Medina, I could just walk right over there to a masjid and pray. But now instead, I got to go try to find somewhere. It becomes this big thing. Akhi, you're in Medina. You're surrounded by Muslims. The food, all the food is halal. The entire environment is Islamic, akhi. That is having an effect on you. You might not be getting a grade on it. You might not be tested on it. But akhi, you living there is having a tremendous effect on you. So be grateful for this opportunity you've been given and make sure you pass your classes and you do what is expected of you by the people who have invited you, the people who gave you a visa, the people who are paying for your education. And you can trust and believe that the information, the curriculum, the books, everything that they're teaching you, inshallah, it is true, authentic Islam. You're not studying in a place where you gotta worry about the aqidah being incorrect or they're teaching you inauthentic stuff. No, that's what's so beautiful and great about the University of Medina. And just to sort of explain further what I mean by focus on passing your classes, when it comes to learning Arabic, there's different types of Arabic that you can learn. There's many different approaches. There are many different types of vocabulary words that you can study. Your number one priority is to study the vocabulary that you are going to need to pass your classes, that you are going to need to understand the Quran, to understand the hadith, to understand the books of the ulama, the books that you're studying at the jamia. When I was in Medina, there were brothers who they knew how to speak the colloquial dialect. They could go around, talk to everybody, but they couldn't read or write proper Arabic. So you might think, man, SubhanAllah, this guy, he can just go around talking to everybody, having conversations, like he understands the language so much better than me. But akhi, you're not there. Your priority is not to sit there and have conversations with people and hang out and drink tea. You're there to pass your classes. You're there so that you can understand your deen. So yeah, being able to have conversations and stuff like that, that should be a priority, but it's not your number one priority. Akhi, you might have 10 priorities and only be able to fulfill 3 of them. Well, if you're going to only be able to fulfill 3 of them, make sure that it's number 1, number 2, and number 3. There were times where I would be self-conscious and feel like, man, I should study vocabulary so that I can speak better. And, you know, because yeah, it can be embarrassing, akhi. Like you said, people, they might have high expectations of you. But at the end of the day, what did I say? It all goes back to tawheed. Or what is from your priorities? Is it getting closer to Allah, passing your classes so you can learn your deen and you can stay in Medina and you can do what you have to do to be a better Muslim? Or is it being able to speak very fluently so that people say, MashaAllah, he knows Arabic very well? There's a difference between conversational Arabic. There's a difference between, for example, somebody who wants to be an engineer and the vocabulary that they need to know. Somebody who wants to be a doctor and the vocabulary that they need to know. Versus a student of knowledge who is studying their deen and the vocabulary, the language that they need to know. You might be able to understand everything that is in your books that have to do with the deen, but you won't understand a newspaper. So what, akhi? Reading a newspaper is not your priority. What's more important, being able to open a newspaper and understand it, or being able to open up the book of Allah and understand it? So always, akhi, always remember, it all goes back to tawheed. We are learning this language. You are living in Medina. You are practicing this deen because it's the deen of Allah. It's all about tawheed. It's all about trying to get closer to your Lord and worship Him and have ikhlas and follow the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And if you are sincere, if you really try hard, akhi, and you don't give up, then inshallah, Allah will facilitate everything for you. You will be able to accomplish things that you did not even know you could accomplish. By the time you leave your last semester in the jamia, you might be memorizing pages of the Quran. You didn't know you could memorize that much Quran in 1 week. You didn't know you could get straight A's. You didn't know you were capable of that. Akhi, you're still in the ma'had. You got a long way to go, inshallah. Don't give up, akhi. The last thing I want to address is people back home having high expectations of you. Okay, so this is a very good question. This is something I think all of us should think about and be aware of. There are people who will graduate from the Islamic University of Medina and become a scholar. There are people who enter the jamia, they've memorized Quran, they're fluent in Arabic, it's their first language, they've memorized the hadith and books and this and that, akhi. There are people who are like that, and they go on to become ulama. And then there are people like you and me, akhi. People who we just embraced Islam. We're trying to get by, akhi. We're trying to benefit the best that we can. I'm not saying that we can't become scholars or anything like that, but my point is that compared to some of our classmates, akhi, they're on another level. And this is why, again, it all goes back to tawheed. Allah knows how knowledgeable all of us are. He knows better than we know. One thing one of my fiqh teachers in Kuliyat al-Da'wah taught us was we have to be comfortable saying, I don't know. If we don't know the answer to something that has to do with the deen. And he explained this by sharing a story of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, one of the greatest scholars in Islamic history. So the sheikh, he told us a story about somebody who traveled a far distance to come to Imam Malik and ask him some questions. And Imam Malik said to many of the questions, I don't know. So our teacher told us this for two reasons. Number one, if Imam Malik can say that he doesn't know, then who are we to act like there's a problem with us not knowing something, with us telling people that we don't know something? Akhi, I tell people I don't know all the time. Do not hesitate to say that you don't know. And this leads to the second point that the sheikh was making. And that is, if you don't know, you have to say you don't know. You can't speak about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. Are you crazy to say something about Allah's deen and you don't even know what you're talking about? Again, this goes back to tawheed. I mean, if you really fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come on, man, you would not speak about his deen without knowledge. Let him know. I don't know. I've been in many situations where people will want me to speak about something, or I just say, I don't know. I'm just a student of knowledge. If people want to put you up and try to make you seem like you're some big sheikh, akhi, the biggest ulama of our times would stop people from doing this in front of them. There are videos all over YouTube of the greatest ulama saying, no, stop. Stop praising me. No, I'm just a student of knowledge. Khalas, like enough. So if that is how the people of knowledge truly act, then, akhi, students of knowledge like us, we should not have the slightest hesitation of just letting people know, I don't know. I'm not qualified. I can't speak about that. I'm going to need some time to maybe prepare something. Akhi, there's no shame in this. In fact, it can help you be humble, because the last thing we want is to start showing off. The last thing we want is to be raised on Yawm al-Qiyamah and it turns out we were seeking knowledge and we were giving da'wah for the sake of the people. May Allah protect us. So that might raise the question, well, what are you studying overseas for and you're going through all this if you're just going to come back and say, I don't know? Well, because, akhi, a major, major aspect of da'wah is reminding people. Just reminding people of stuff they already know. Did I say anything here about tawheed that you didn't already know? You didn't already know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, sustainer, manager of all that exists. He's the all-knowing and we should be seeking knowledge sincerely for him. These are things that you might have known, but it may have reminded you. If you make it through the program where you can understand Arabic, where you have a strong foundation in the deen, and you can provide basic general reminders that can touch the people's hearts, if you can reach a point where you understand what you're saying in salah, where you have access to the books of the ulama, where you can convey some of the basic authentic teachings of the deen, then inshallah you have accomplished a great accomplishment, akhi. So I ask that Allah make this beneficial. May Allah bless you and give you abundant beneficial knowledge, grant you humility, grant you success in this life and the hereafter. May Allah make you a benefit to the ummah. Inshallah we will all benefit from you and your studies. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Allah surely knows best. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.